Hey guys, this is Quaid with Texas Homegrown Radio, and I am down here in Roswell, New Mexico at Pecos Flavors Winery, and getting to hang out with my good buddy, Mr. BJ Barham. What do you know, dude?
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Dude, good to see you too. You've been super busy, man. Of course, you're doing the Great 48. Is this what it's called?
The Great 48 Tour? Yeah, the Great 48, man.
Dude, I'm really excited about this, man, and that's a heck of a challenge to hit 48 shows. Or over 48 shows, but hit all lower 48 states, man. That's a heck of a feat. How have the oil changes been so far?
I've had one oil change. We put almost 10,000 miles on the car in 3 weeks.
Nice.
So we're eating up some highway.
Heck yeah.
But it's fun. We're right now. This is the first show of week four, so almost halfway. So almost at the point of no return. I think we hit halfway in Seattle. On Saturday, which is literally the farthest I can be away from home.
So yeah, just about.
Literally the entire last half of the tour is just getting back home, which will be great. It's been a lot of fun. I've got my wife and my dog with me, so that makes it way easier.
Yeah. How is Bueller, by the way? Bueller is my homeboy. For those of you who don't know,
Bueller's the man.
Bueller is the man.
He's the best travel dog ever. He literally just wants to sleep all day. So, like, when I'm driving, he'll crawl up between, like, my leg and, like, where the window operating machine, like, you know, how you can roll your windows up.
Yeah.
And he'll just lay there all day. We put a pillow over there and he lays there. And when he gets up, he looks up at the window and he catches some scenery and then he goes right back to bed.
Oh, you couldn't ask for better than that.
It's rad, yeah. And he enjoys it because, like, we can't bring him to places that serve food because apparently they don't want dogs there for some odd reason.
Whatever. They're still going to let loud kids into some places.
Yeah,
though,
loud
right?
kids come in, but my dog is extremely well behaved, can't. But he's enjoying, like, hotel life.
Mm-hmm.
When we leave, he's got an entire king-size bed to himself. So usually when we come home, he's wedged himself between all the pillows and watching Law & Order. And,
yeah, created a nest, has the clicker set up, everything.
Yeah, we leave Law & Order on for him. When we leave, and we get back, he's usually watching television. It's pretty great.
Nice. SVU is pretty entertaining, I'll give you that.
Oh, there's always a good marathon on.
Right. But today was pretty epic for you, too. You got to hit two national parks today, right?
You
got to go to Carlsbad Caverns. Did a bat pee on you or anything?
I didn't have a bat pee on me.
Awesome, because that happened to me the first time I went there, and that was unfortunate,
I didn't get to see any of the bats. It was cool, though. We got to do Carlsbad Caverns. In eastern New Mexico, and then we crossed over the border back into Texas to see Guadalupe National Park, mm-hmm. Guadalupe Mountains National Park, and then jet-setted right back here to Roswell. Yesterday, we got to knock off two parks. It's been a pretty crazy trip, man.
Dude, I'm excited you're getting to check out all these parks. Are you going to, by chance, check out the UFO Museum here in Roswell if you get a chance?
We drove by it today a couple times. There's a chance. There's two. There's the UFO Museum and there's Alien Zone.
Yeah.
And by what we can tell from the online reviews, Alien Zone seems to be the much superior alien UFO affiliated site.
I will concur with this statement. It's pretty rad. The girl that I brought up here with me, this is her first time in Roswell. So we've been up here for a couple of days. I grew up just over the mountain. I grew up about 45 minutes west of here.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, we used to come down here and party and such in high school. So I got to take her around to all the cool spots and take her down and up the Pecos River. A friend of mine's got a ranch north of town. We got to go shoot coyotes out there last night.
Just amazing.
Hang out. So, but she never saw the UFO Museum. Alien Zone is the way to go, but UFO Museum's pretty rad. Of course, I also think it's pretty cool. This is my birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and for my birthday last year, I got to check you out at Strange Brew in Austin while you were promoting Rockingham, and it's kind of cool that, like, you know, a year later, I'm getting to catch you again at another show in another town.
I totally planned it around your birthday.
I'm going to keep thinking that so that I feel important and special. But, you know, just the going to all the different places and the different shows, what has been the coolest one that you've seen so far?
Man.
Or the coolest show that you've got to experience so far?
It's all neat because I do the acoustic tours every summer.
Right.
But I usually just come out to Texas, go up to Oklahoma, and then shoot back across. This is the first time really venturing out solo outside of, like, my comfort zone. The South is my comfort zone. It's
right.
Where this is the fifth summer I've done, like, a solo tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing a lot of markets that I knew would be good. Tonight is really one of the first nights of stepping out and being like, okay, the band's only played in New Mexico twice in 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a crapshoot, and I'm excited.
Dude, it's going to be rad. I'm excited for it.
I've never been to Roswell. Last night we spent most of the day kicking around Santa Fe. I've never been to Santa Fe before. That's a rad town.
Dude, did you check out the old square?
Yeah, we did the old square.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
All the cathedrals and everything around there.
We did two Catholic churches. We did the old, you know, the San Miguel Mission,
mm-hmm.
the oldest church in the country. It was built in like 1610.
Yeah.
Like, that's blows my mind.
Well, a lot of people don't believe this, but Santa Fe is the oldest capital in the continental United States, because back when the Spanish were coming up through, the conquistadors coming up through Mexico, they set up Santa Fe as a capital in like 14-something, as capital of that territory. So before D.C. and the white man and all that stuff, you know, the Jamestown settlements and everything, that was a capital of the Spanish territory over there.
Yeah, they made it very clear that it was like the oldest church in the continental United States.
Yeah, they're pretty proud of their old things over there.
But it's pretty rad, though, because it's like, you know, we're taught on the East Coast, you know, that America started, which technically I guess it did, as the English, you know, settlement. Yeah, mm-hmm. America started on the East Coast. But, like, you got to remember that the Spanish conquered up through Mexico a long time ago.
it just took us a little while to figure that out. So, you know, of course, last year you were promoting Rockingham. Are you working on any, or going to be working potentially on some more solo things in the future?
No, I got a new American Aquarium record.
We're
recording in the fall. We're recording a new American Aquarium record called Things Change. It'll be out early 2018.
Nice. Where are you going to be recording at?
Probably in Durham, in Raleigh area.
Right on.
But yeah, we start recording that hopefully in the fall. I've got a completely new band mm-hmm. already, and we start rehearsing in July, and I have July and August to get them up to speed, and then we hit the road again September 1st, Lubbock is our first date, September 1st in Lubbock.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to head back west. It's going to be fun, man. I'm really excited about that. And of course, I know that one of the things you like to do, you know, traveling, is you don't like to just hit the dollar menu every time you get a craving. You like to go out and check new foods, new restaurants and stuff like that. What's one of the cooler meals you've had on this tour so far?
Man, we've had some...
Or one of the better meals you've had, I should say.
Me and the wife stick away from like the chain stuff, the fast food stuff. We always try to eat whatever somebody recommends us locally.
Mm-hmm.
Like today we had one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. A place called Big D's.
Right over here off the square.
It sounds so cheesy.
Oh, dude, their fried pickles are amazing.
It was unreal. It was such a great burger. Yesterday we ate this little place in Santa Fe called the Tune Up Cafe. It's like an old gas station. They converted into like this, you know, it was on like diners, drive-ins, and dives and stuff. And it's like they do like El Salvador food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely unreal. Good. And that's been the really fun part about everything is trying, like, literally having the freedom. If someone's like, you should check this out, I mean, like, okay, I'll go check this out right now. Because when you're dealing with a band, you're dealing with six dudes with six completely different tastes and six completely different what they want to spend on dinner.
Right.
So it's just me and my wife. She's my wife for a reason. Like, we have the same taste in a lot of stuff.
Right.
And so usually if I'm feeling something, she's totally into it. Or if she's feeling something, I'm right there with her. So it's been fun to kind of explore that and just fly by the seat of our pants and really not know what the next day is going to bring. Just kind of give it ample time to happen and just let it unfold in front of us. It's been pretty neat.
Dude, heck yeah. I'm really excited that you've got to do this tour. And I really wanted to catch a Texas date. Didn't make it. It's okay. Almost caught the Colorado date. So close. But it has made my summer to be able to do this one. And
New Mexico, man.
Dude, I mean, of course I've got to come to New Mexico and check this out, man. I heard you were playing in my home state. And I'm like, I'll travel out of Texas and do this. I'll go home for a couple of days, eat some good green chili, let it happen.
For sure.
But, dude, BJ, thank you so much for doing this interview with me, man. And, you know, good luck on the rest of the tour. And, you got any plugs, anything you want to roll out with?
No, just want to say thanks for having me on, and good luck in Stephenville, man.
Dude, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, BJ, thank you, man. It's been a pleasure, and we'll see you down the road.
We'll see you down the road, man. Painless, man.